When some food is labeled organic, chances are it also comes with a higher price tag. It may leave you wondering what you're paying for, whether what's on the label is true. Lots of organic food is now sold by big companies and comes from every corner of the globe. Enough people are asking questions that the U.S. Department of Agriculture is now putting more money into organic verification. NPR's Dan Charles has the story.
George Kalogridis has hoed around a lot of orange trees. He grew up in the citrus business in Florida. In the 1980s, he had what he calls his organic epiphany and started distributing wholesale organic produce. When sales really took off in the 1990s, he realized he needed to find more suppliers.
We were quite literally just running out of product.
So he went searching for more organic farmers and found them in Latin America.
I primarily was working in Mexico and Argentina at the time to be able to source the ingredients that we needed.
He discovered he could tap into a global organic network. Organic missionaries, many of them from Europe, had been traveling the world, spreading the gospel of farming without pesticides, fertilizing with compost. Organic certifiers were also expanding internationally. These are the companies that can issue a certificate saying this farm's production can be sold as organic. They built the foundation for a global boom in international organic trade.
I went from handling a half dozen different ingredients to almost 300 different ingredients. People would just say, thank you for finding this. Can you go find that?
The U.S. now imports organic soybeans and wheat from China, spices from India, dried fruit from Turkey. And some people wonder, what's to keep somebody in that global supply chain from just slapping on an organic label and charging more money? Peter Laufer is one of those skeptics. He's a writer and professor of journalism at the University of Oregon.
It just screams to my perhaps prejudiced, cynical journalist's mind, is there anything wrong with this? This needs some checking.
Two products caught Laufer's attention recently. They showed up in his kitchen. A can of organic black beans from Bolivia and a bag of organic walnuts that turned out to be rancid, labeled product of Kazakhstan. Really, Laufer thought, Kazakhstan?
I've done a lot of work in the former Soviet bloc, and if you look at the corruptometer, it doesn't get much worse than Kazakhstan.
Bolivia is not much better, he says. So he tried to find out exactly where those products came from. He interrogated store managers, food distributors, also organic certifiers. He had a hard time getting answers, which made him even more suspicious.
Because it seems to me if everything is clean as a whistle, then you'd be proud to say where the food came from.
Laufer ended up writing a book, which just came out. It's called Organic, A Journalist's Quest to Discover the Truth Behind Food Labeling. He says there are two reasons to distrust the organic label. First, there's that secrecy about suppliers. And second, the certifiers, the companies that check up on organic farmers and processors and certify their products as organic, they have a conflict of interest.
They are paid by those they certify, and there's competition amongst the certifiers, and hence you certainly can imagine that if the inspection is a little harsh, the company or farm being inspected could easily say, hey, you know, there are other places I can do business with that wouldn't put me through this kind of rigor.
Laufer suspects that there's fraud in the system, but his book doesn't actually uncover much evidence of it. The beans checked out. Laufer went to Bolivia, met the farmer who probably grew them, and came away convinced those beans were organic. The walnuts from Kazakhstan are a mystery. After that first bag, Laufer never saw them again in the store. The U.S. Department of Agriculture investigated and found no evidence of organic walnut production in Kazakhstan. The walnuts came from Trader Joe's, but Trader Joe says they never got organic walnuts from Kazakhstan. Uzbekistan, yes, but not Kazakhstan. George Kalogridis, the former organic trader, now works for EcoCert ICO, a big organic certifier that's based in France. He says people often are suspicious of organic food from unfamiliar places, but they shouldn't be, because the same rules apply in China as in the U.S.
We have a covenant with our consumers that we have certification that can trace any product from the store shelf back to the field where it was grown.
The certifiers check paperwork at organic farms and processors. They test a certain percentage of the product every year to catch illicit use of pesticides. They are paid by the farmers whom they certify, but they're also audited by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Every year, the USDA gets about 200 complaints about products labeled organic that somebody suspects really aren't. In 2013, the USDA cracked down on 19 farmers and food companies. It fined them a total of $87 million for violating organic rules. Cases of fraud have been uncovered abroad, but also here in the U.S. Fraud does not appear to be widespread, but it is now getting more attention. The USDA is spending 40% more this year on its organic program, and a big chunk of that increase is going into compliance and enforcement. Dan Charles, NPR News.